Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. And as you know by now, each Friday, what we do is we, in the first half hour, preview and talk about our restaurant of the week. And each week, and the only prerequisites for any of this is that it must be a local restaurant. It must be locally owned. Cannot be a chain. Got to be some of the folks that are busy doing their work locally on a regular basis. And this week, we are pleased to talk about Hoek.
Is it a Hoek restaurant?
Hoek restaurant.
Yeah. Is it in East Village, East 5th and Walnut? Hoek restaurant is a farm-to-table restaurant.
A farm-to-table restaurant?
Yeah, it's literally a farm-to-table. So we buy out all the ingredients from like 30-mile radius.
So the gentleman that you're hearing visit with us right now is Suman Hoek. And Suman is not, you can tell right away, he's not from Iowa.
Yeah, I'm from Bangladesh. I went to school in Europe. And then I got a job in Vail, Colorado.
Oh, very nice, huh?
Yeah.
And that's a little different than Bangladesh,
yeah,
yes?
Yeah, it's cold out there. It's snowing, yeah. So I worked there a few years. And then I went back home, and then I come back here. And then I worked a few years there, too. And then I moved to Pennsylvania. And there I get some ideas about the farm-to-table restaurant. So I used to work in the farm-to-table restaurant in Pennsylvania.
And the Pennsylvania farm-to-table restaurants, that's a big thing there. And they started that long before we did because they have so many individuals that are working some small farms there.
Yeah, because their soil is much better and they have a longer growing season than us.
Could be.
Yeah. And then so I used to work there, so I get the ideas that all the food is come from right from local. As you know, I'm from Bangladesh.
Well, yeah, your food's local too. Yeah.
Yeah. So we buy stuff back home. My dad goes to the market every single day, and then get the fresh stuff. And we know who is growing our food and who is raising our animals.
Uh-huh.
So back here when I used to work in Vail, Colorado. So I used to work at a big hotel, and then we don't know where the food come from. So I asked people, where does that food come from? It doesn't taste like food. And they said it's from Cisco or some big box store. And then I said, where is Cisco? We don't have back home then.
Right,
so we
buy
all from local stuff. So I said, food doesn't taste good. Like even chicken doesn't taste like a chicken. Like potato doesn't taste like potatoes. So I didn't figure it out. So when I work in Pennsylvania, so I went to farmer's market, buy some potatoes.
Ah, it tastes like potatoes.
Yeah, cook and say, oh, my mom's potatoes. And then while I was working at the farm-to-table restaurant in Pennsylvania, so food tastes so good. It's like almost like home food.
Mm.
Beef, chicken, everything. Yeah.
And that trend, that farm-to-table trend, is a big thing here in the Des Moines area as well.
Yeah, it's growing because, so 2010 I moved here with my wife. She was going to DMU, Des Moines University.
Des Moines University, right.
And then went to farmer's market. You can get everything you need to do at a farm-to-table restaurant. But I went to the restaurant. They don't do that. If you go ask any restaurant where the meat come from, they can tell you. I can 100%, I can
You know where yours comes from.
Yeah, right. My food has come from.
And you have I would imagine with farm-to-table restaurants, Suman, you have the opportunity to know who the farmer is.
Right. That's the beauty of that's my one of my favorite part to having a restaurant. Then I go to talk to people, and then that person is growing my food. I have over 50 farmers. I know each thing where it's come from, except fish. Some fish, I got a salmon who's from Alaska, some guy, he's from Des Moines, he's catching fish, so he flash freezes them. So I know that he's catching my fish, my salmon. But other than that, everything is right from here.
We're talking with Suman Hoek, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about his restaurant, which is called Hoek. It's spelled
H-O-Q.
H-O-Q. Now, the first time I heard of Hoek was from Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Cheryl will be in next half hour, as a matter of fact, talking about things to do here in the Des Moines Metro. And she said, your food is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. So, food tastes like food, real food. Yeah.
So, did you carry over any recipes from Bangladesh to here, or is this more Americanized?
So it's like our tagline says, local food, global ingredient, global flavor. So we do all over the world flavor. We do put in, because I travel like 16, 17 countries. And I was in Europe, I'm from Bangladesh, I live in Thailand. So my food, you can find like all the flavor in there. So all the ingredient I from Iowa, put on the plate, like different flavor. So each menu, like we change our menu every 6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks?
Yeah, something new on the menu, like full menu we change, like our dinner menu. Something new, totally new menu. So we do, but we do serve flavor from all over the world. So like last menu was from Italian kind of influence, and then previous one kind of Mexican. Sometimes I do Bangladesh a little bit of twist in that.
When we were, if we were to go to Bangladesh, and a traditional meal, a Bangladeshi meal would be what?
It's going to be rice, lentils, fish. Yeah, it's not quite same as Indian food. It's kind of similar, but we use less spice in Bangladesh.
Less spice.
Yeah, so you can, most people use ginger, garlic, turmeric. Little chili in the area, and a lot of fish.
And do you bring that Bangladesh flavor as well to Hawk?
Sometimes. People are kind of a little, people kind of scared or nervous about that it might be a little spicy food, but it's not. So I get some. My mom sent me some spice once in a while. So I put something, but people cannot tell that it's from Bengal spice, but it's going to, you know, mix it up, yeah.
It's an interesting taste. You know, there are – curry, for example, is a big thing in Indian food.
Right.
But there are different heats associated with curry.
Right.
Not all curry is hot.
Right, yeah. Some – like if you go – if you have a curry from Singapore or from Malaysia, it's kind of sweet curry. They don't – they're not that spicy.
Mm-hmm.
But Thailand –
that's
really
spicy.
Very spicy one.
That's right. Our guest is Simon Hawk, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about his restaurant. The restaurant of the week is Hawk in the East Village. Tell me about the restaurant. Share with our listeners what it's like in your place.
So we have lunch and dinner. So lunch is kind of casual. If we go for some burgers, some sandwiches, a lot of vegan, vegetarian on the menu. You know, and for dinner time, it's like a good date night, something you celebrate. It's like a white tablecloth restaurant, a very quiet, a slow service. You know, take your dinner for a few hours, drink some good wine. Good food. Yeah, enjoy the company.
Yeah, and that is so very important. You know, there are so many places to go where you are distracted during your meal. There's televisions and there's radios and there's loud music, you know, whatever it happens to be. But it is nice to go to a place where you can shift down a little bit.
Yeah, so we can sit up to like 60 to 65 people, but we just maybe like 25 at a time, like nice and quiet. Yeah, they enjoy your company. Yeah.
Well, we're talking with Simon Hawk, ladies and gentlemen. Simon, what is the biggest challenge that you have as a restaurateur here in Des Moines?
You know what? Back in the day, like now it's 5 years, so we are in the business. First year was hard to find my ingredient, but now it's easy to get it. Any kind of, if you need anything, I ask my farmer, they grow for me. I think now, last few months, I'm challenging finding a good employee.
Yeah, that's everybody tells us the same thing.
Yeah, this is the only one thing, probably the biggest thing right now. It's like we don't have a good skilled employee.
Yeah. Finding workers is so difficult. And it's not just in the restaurant industry. It's across the board. I mean, we have such a low unemployment here.
Right. Yeah. I think it's like 3.9.
Yeah, it's just silly.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like we have to find people don't.
I would imagine that the location inside, what does the restaurant look like inside?
It's like it's a concrete. It's kind of like a very urban feeling, you know, like some wood. There is a concrete floor. There is no carpet in there. You know, some wooden chair. You know, it's kind of really modern with some farm kind of vibe. Yeah.
So you enjoy that. When it comes to the food that you prepare, and you're preparing a different menu every 6 weeks, that's an astounding thing. Talk to us a little bit about the wine menu that you have there.
Yeah, we have a lot of wine from Iowa. People always say that, like, you know, I wine, you know, but I think they're getting better.
You think the wines in Iowa are getting better?
Oh, much better. Like if you get white, especially white one, it's getting much better. Like four or five years ago, it was, okay. Mm-hmm. But now if you get white, I would drink white wine. Red is kind of backward, but it's getting better too.
Okay.
You know, but look at that. Like California or other, they have been making wine for like
centuries,
hundreds of years. And how long we are doing
well, interestingly
that,
enough, you know, the wines from Iowa, prior to Prohibition, Iowa was a major exporting state of wine. And then, of course, came the Prohibition, and then that sunk. But we were exporting mostly sweet wines out of Iowa.
Right.
And it's only been in the past maybe 10 years that they've really stepped it up with different varieties here and tried to bring a dryness back to the wine.
Right, yeah. So if you go to Jasper, there's Sauvignon Blanc. It's really great white wine, you know. And some other people are doing that too. Also, we have some other wine is from California.
Of course.
From France, some Spanish wine. Yeah.
How much time do you spend resourcing food and wine?
Oh, a lot of time. Like, I work pretty much every day 16 hours a day.
Say again?
16 hours a day.
16 hours a day.
Yeah,
welcome,
like,
to
go
the club.
There, like, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. I go there at midnight someday, you know, get off for midnight. So, you know, always something new. You know, it's like, you know, if you have some time, half an hour, I just go. Try to find something new.
All right. We are learning more about Hawk Restaurant. It is in the East Village. Have you been in the same location for the 5 years?
Yes.
That's got to be good.
Yeah.
What about reoccurring people that come back? Have you got a steady following of individuals? I know that, you know, when we talked with Flying Mango, for example, over near Beaverdale, you know, he's really prides himself on people coming back to his restaurant time after time, year after year. I would suspect that you have the same thing.
Yeah, same thing, yeah. But surprisingly, 50% of our customers is out of state.
Out of state?
Yes.
Now, where are they coming from?
They come to all business tour and they're traveling and they try to eat some organic food and local food. They Google us and they find us. Each night, I always see some other people from out-of-state people in our restaurant.
What, during the caucus time period, was that a big thing for you?
Well, yes. Yeah, so Bill Clinton was in our restaurant.
Bill Clinton was there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mark Bittman is from New York Times.
Yeah.
A food writer. He was there.
That is one of the neat things about the Iowa caucus time and the politics here in Iowa. We get inundated with people from all over the country and other countries to experience what it's like here during time period.
People from Belgium, I saw that, came to a restaurant, you know, a bunch of other journalists from other countries, yeah.
It is a Bangladesh man doing farm-to-table Iowa food in the capital city. The restaurant is Hawk. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
So invite us all down.
Yeah, come down, everyone. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It's good food. Yeah, just real food. You're going to have a chicken taste like a chicken.
Chicken's got to taste like a chicken.
Yeah.
We will have, if you missed any of this interview, we will have it up on our podcast page so you can pay more attention to exactly what he brings to Hawk Restaurant. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Good stuff. All right, we've got to clear aside because it's Friday, and we've got to check out what happened today on the market. So once again, Hawk Restaurant is our restaurant of the week. We will have links to the restaurant there so you can find out exactly what's on the menu this month. And maybe by the time you get there, he'll change it up even once more. Nice stuff. Hawk Restaurant, our restaurant of the week. Wall Street, that report comes next here on the Business News Hour.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who danced.